Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Mark. Can you hear me, Mark? Oh, hold on. There we go. I unmuted him. Now can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. All right. So, looks like we've got some listeners out there. There's Steven. He's already starting to starting the business on us, you know, because he was the one who did it first. So he's trying to, you know, flex his muscles there.
His one arm muscle, not the other arm though.
Yeah, his he doesn't have much left because he does have a T-Rex arm after all. So he is limited in how much he can flex. And what makes it even better is that he can't defend himself with words because, you know, he's at work, like I was last week. So, but anyway, so here we are. We're giving this a whirl today. So is it still echoing?
Try and crank the volume up there, Matt.
Am I quiet or is it everything quiet? Interesting. Well, like I was saying earlier, this is amateur hour. We're just here. We're just here to have some fun, play a little music, and like I mentioned a little bit before, Steve wasn't able to make it this morning for technical reasons, and plus, you know, it honestly doesn't matter. Steve can take a day off if he wants. He, you know, he deserves it, and that's what us Crowder boys are here for. And you know, we'll try and have some fun out here. The other reason I woke up, I had a snow day today, so I'm not at work like I was last week. Mark doesn't work on Fridays, and what were you saying, Mark?
I'm not working Fridays anymore. I'm doing 4/10.
All right. Yeah, that's a way to go. But the other thing too is that Mark and I especially have gotten into the Mondo sickness, I guess you could say. It is an addiction. They're saying they can't hear you very well, Mark. I'm going to try and turn you up here.
Okay.
There we go.
How about that? Is that better, everyone?
Oh, by the way, Amara's here too. She says hello. She's playing Disney Infinity right now. So last night, back to the Mondo. Last night, Mondo put out a message saying that they were doing a poster, a special print from Tom Whalen for the new Lego movie. And I don't want it really so much as it's something that I need, because like I said before, I have a sickness, and I've got to have it. So Mark and I are both here sitting, refreshing on our other screens, on our other windows. So we're hitting refresh, wait until it comes on. What the heck is that?
That was my phone, my bad.
Okay. I'm like, what? I've never heard this noise coming from my computer before.
Thanks to Grimlock Arm, he just texted me.
Yeah, I got the same text message. Yes, Steven, I did turn Mark up in my volume mixer on the computer. He's maxed all the way out now, and in the Mixler app, too. So.
Oh, I see someone wasn't able to get the Batman one.
Yeah, Nicole. Nicole's good people. She wasn't able to get the Batman one. I was not able to get that one either, Nicole. But Mark did, and he already has it in hand. So. So Mark was able to pull that one off. He was able to get that one. The last one I was able to get was the Where the Wild Things Are prints. I got both of the regular and the variant on that one, which is pretty cool. I'm pretty excited to have that one come in. But let's see here. So that's where we're at. We're gonna go here and stop rambling for a few minutes while I continue to work on these level issues that I'm having. Mark got number 201 on his. But we'll talk a little bit more Mondo later. But here we're gonna play some music, as it were. Let me see if I can find the song I want to play here. Again, just like as Steve, you know, Brother Steve said last week, we're not pros like the Steve, you know, Steve Prime, as I like to think of him, Big Honkin' himself. We do our best to at least fill the dead air, have some fun out here, keep it going, and you know, just generally make fools out of ourselves. We're really good at that. So
I want to run a real quick test. Is my volume any better right now?
Here you go. How's Mark sounding now?
Is it any better? Because I'm wondering if the mic it's running through is actually running through the webcam mic.
Yes.
Skype.
Yep. Switch it over to your regular headset. See if that'll be any better while we're doing
that. I'll mess around with that some.
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. All right. So, well, we're gonna leave you for a few. Mark's still quiet. Yeah, we're gonna work on his mic, but we will be back here shortly. So I'm just gonna fire up some music here and. Then we'll be back. Alrighty. Sorry about the issues there, everybody. How's my audio coming through now? Alright, cool. Okay, here we go. Yes, and as Rich said, the cover charge is $20 a head until we get enough funds in on PayPal so that the Crowder Brothers can afford a real mixing board like Steve Prime has, so that we aren't complete rank noobs on this every time. So, okay. So, we're back. Sorry about that. I switched over from the iTunes, figured out how to switch over from the iTunes over to Pandora, so I'm on my good mix of music that I like to play when I'm just hanging out. Mentioned it a little bit last week in the chat. I found on Pandora that I made a channel on Pandora based off of The Touch by Stan Bush, which we all know and love. And it really, I could almost rename it the Big Honkin' Mix, because almost every single song are songs that Steve plays. That's what I've got on here now, so we're going to be able to play a little bit off of that and go from there. But anyway, first off, I want to start off, welcome everybody again. Some more people have joined in. Mark and I are on hitting the refresh button on the Mondo for the Lego poster, but in the meantime, we're going to talk about a few things. Mark's got a story he wants to talk about and share some opinions on. Some Superman news that has come out and some more explanation on it, which is cool. But first, I wanted to go ahead and dispel any rumors. Some of you might have noticed on Facebook last night, Amara and I had our annual father-daughter dance. Now, Mark just put that link in the chat if you wanted to pull it up and read along. We had the annual father-daughter dance last night, and something happened to make me think that there's a tear in the fabric of reality, and that is Amara and I actually finished second place in a dancing competition. Now, that's not a surprise based off of Amara's dancing, because Amara's good. It's me. I, like many of us Crowder boys, was born without a rhythm gene. So I'm still trying to figure it out. I still think that we're in some bizarro Earth 2 type of universe right now, because that should not have happened. Amara's still in shock. Don't worry. You can worry, I guess. But I'm going to crush your hopes and dreams. No, I did not do the drunk giraffe. I should have, Rebecca. That's a very good point. I should have done the doctor's signature dance. We would have probably come in first place if I'd done that. Fair warning. You can save your time. There are no YouTube videos of my dancing that are going to go viral. So don't worry about trying to find it. It's just not going to happen. So, but I want to put that out there before those rumors spread, or, you know, before brother Steve got a chance to start picking on me about it, which I'm sure he still will, but, you know. So there we go. So, with that having been said, let's see here. Let me unmute Mark here. Mark, can you hear me? All right. Now your audio's coming in real weak, Mark.
I have my... All right, how about
there
now?
There we go. Loud and clear.
There we go.
All right, everybody hear him now?
How about now? Can people hear me?
I can see you coming through on my levels, but
wonderful.
I don't know.
Wonderful.
There we go. A little bit echoey. All right, well, we'll have to play around with that a little bit. See what we can do here. All right. Anyway, go ahead. Mark.
Well, with the link that was posted in the chat, yesterday they did a lot of plot reveals for Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg, which I've been very hesitant towards. They announced pretty much that it's not really Lex Luthor to me. And so I was having some issues with it, because there isn't really a Luthor name with it. It's just a kid that was homeless that came up out of nothing, which is a great story, but it kind of seems like they're just picking a Lex Luthor, and the only
is that he will be CEO of LexCorp, bald, and have lots of money. So all the people, if you want to see the link, I threw it down a little while ago, not the one of Matt dancing, but... just some good little facts that they named. That's very different portrayal of Lex Luthor. So I think it could be good. I just hope that they don't screw it up.
Agreed. So yeah, that is interesting. It's not... They aren't going with like the Lex Luthor, it sounds like, that we've come to know. The older businessman. More of a younger Lex. More like... a couple of the articles I read compared it more to like the Lex Luthor from Smallville that Michael Rosenberg yep. played so well that we all love. So it's interesting, but I'm cool with it. I'll still go see the movie. It did clear up some confusion, but I had always had in my mind when they cast did I say Rosenberg? Oh my gosh. For shame.
Rosenberg.
For shame.
Putting two people together.
My Smallville card just may have gotten revoked. Yep. I apologize.
There goes your complete series set. I'm taking it. I'll be over to it later to pick it up.
Okay, fair enough. But for me, especially when they cast Ben Affleck as Batman, as an older, more seasoned Batman, which, for the record yet again, he was my pick. So I'm thrilled with it. He was my out of left field off the wall pick. He was my pick, so I like that one. But when they cast the older Batman, I was expecting an older Lex Luthor, because Lex Luthor and Bruce Wayne have always kind of been seen as peers, from what I can tell. So, so it kind of throws a wrench in it. But again, I'm sure there's going to be more, and I'm sure they're going to do it right. You know what I mean?
I sure hope so. So I'm starting to get very weary of a lot of the casting.
Yeah.
The guy that they picked for Alfred, I think, is a great choice.
Oh, absolutely.
He was great in Kingdom of Heaven.
Yeah. Yep. Jeremy Irons is a great actor. Great pick. Not one that I had thought of, but when they mentioned him, I was like, hey, beautiful. I think that, oh yeah, he played Scar. This is true, Beth. That's a good point. But yeah, I'm with you, Nicole, and I can speak for Mark on it too, that I can't wait to see the suit. I want to see it. I don't care if it's just a promo picture,
yeah,
or a quick 30-second tease to where Superman's like standing on top of a building looking down at LexCorp or something, and all of a sudden Batman walks out behind him in the shadows, and then it cuts to black. I'm good, you know. But hey, thanks, Matt Lane. Thanks for coming in for a little bit, and hopefully one day we can meet on the field of battle and crush each other like Strax wants to. Have a good one. I'll try and save this show reel up there so you can listen into all of our ramblings later. But have a good one. Sorry about that. ADD just kicked in. That's the other thing. I have ADD from, you know, probably from all the concussions I've gotten. So I get kind of distracted sometimes. So just bear with me. But so what else you got, Mark?
That's really the biggest thing. I mean, I'm at looking at a lot of the comments. I'm agreeing with. He was great in The Social Network, but as Andy said in the chat, he's gonna need to bulk up, even if they go
yes.
after the Lex Luthor from a lot of the cartoon movies. Even that whole time, he's not a skinny little lanky guy. He was still built for human standards. So
yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't bulk up, this is gonna be a very unique take on Lex. But they're doing a very unique take on Superman and Man of Steel. They're doing.
Yeah. He's not so much skinny. Like Rosenbaum was skinny.
Yes.
But you could tell Rosenbaum could still, you know, he could throw a punch and, you know, hold his own. Eisenberg is like scrawny almost.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I just think of Zombieland every time I see him. I picture him reciting his rules about limbering up. Because he doesn't want to get like a cramp in his leg.
Right. The only thing that's like a thought that's been in the back of my mind on it with choosing Eisenberg is, yeah, he is the scrawny dude, right? But that could lead him into building the suit.
Right.
Which, as we remember in Man of Steel, when Zod shucked off all of his armor during the big battle, it was on top of a LexCorp construction building.
Right.
So maybe they're going to do something where he takes that tech and adapts it, and he uses that suit so that he could, probably not in this movie, but in a future movie, go toe-to-toe with Big Blue.
Yep.
And so similar to like that DC Universe,
the war suit,
the cut movie. Remember what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The whole trailer of him pretty much killing Superman.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, the one that's awesome, and I wish they would make a Justice League movie just like that. That'd be awesome. So that's one thing that I've been thinking about and hoping that maybe that's one of the things they've got in mind for it. But who knows? We've got time. I mean, it's still 6 months from, or five, almost 6 months till Comic-Con when we might see something. And it's not going to be for another 2 years until the movie actually comes out. So there's still a lot of time, and they're toying with our emotions. They've got us fanboys and girls in a glass case of emotion right now.
Yeah.
Over it.
That's, and I mean, with that, if they did decide to do the modern suit, the post-crisis suit, for Superman and Batman, for Lex, that can bring Darkseid into it, because that suit was created by Darkseid for Lex. So that could bring that giant enemy into the playing field, which would be a great choice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I can see them doing that if they wanted to go that way, but I really am hoping a lot so they can start competing against Marvel. Right now, they're losing against the Marvel army pretty much because Marvel had a couple years on them. They started with Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Marvel had the opportunity to build up to it with the solo movies. But DC doesn't have that luxury, and I'm fine with that. I'm very cool with that. Because I don't mind, some people have said, you know, they're trying to throw too many things in, too many superheroes into this one. I don't mind that as much, as long as it's not 12 different plot lines going at the same time. It could be something where they're smaller, that way they introduce them and it could lead into the next one being a Justice League movie, and then after that go to the more, you know, individualized movies after that.
Kind of split off and then do a Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Then do a Martian Manhunter, which I would really like a Martian Manhunter.
That would be pretty cool.
I wouldn't even mind a movie just for Lex. Because at this point there hasn't really been a movie towards just the villain. So I mean a movie just about Lex, a pre-story almost along the lines of Batman Begins where it shows him growing up. And just shows to where he got to that point, where if the rumors are true where he joins a gang and then a year later is running the gang, I would like to see that. I would like to see how he gets to that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Steven, our brother Steve, he brought up the good point of it could include a Lionel Luthor type of thing in there as well. Where Lex is taking, maybe Lionel gets killed in the big battle, and that's one of the reasons why he's so pissed off at Superman.
Yeah.
So Lex is young, and he's taking over the business that his dad had built up, you know? So then that's another possibility, but we don't know. But it'll be good, though. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. But, little going back here in the chat, Andy mentioned, let's see, where was it? The big question, go or not go bald? That is a very good question.
Has to be bald to me.
Yeah, see, for me, it doesn't, I could go either way on it. And he doesn't even have to be bald as long as, oh, it's on sale, hold on.
And it's up.
Stop the presses, hold on. Get ready, everybody. You're gonna be able to witness some stress going on right here.
I'm not even.
Come on, load. I've got too many things open and my connection's so slow right now.
I'm just taking my time, adding to cart. Lego Movie. Now, see, this is where I always get to the point where I have it in my cart and I decide, do I even want this poster?
get it so that I don't get it, you have one. Douche.
Which, that has been our ongoing deal. Yes. If there's one that Matt wants or I want, we both go for it. Like the Where the Wild Things Are, that is one I wanted. Oh, come on, checkout page. And it bounced me back. Alright, this is the joy of trying to get at Mondo. Lego Movie. Add to cart. Proceed. Oh, slight problem. I gotta go back again. How are you doing on yours, Matt?
I'm adding to cart now.
Come on now. Come on now. Man, this is struggling. My page does not want to load.
Yeah, it's slow today. It's slower than normal. Come on.
All right. Product add to cart.
Come on. Sorry for the dead air, everybody. We're trying to load in multiple places here. All right, proceed to checkout.
I was not prepared for this one. I didn't put any of my info in.
Yeah, I've got it saved over here. It's just taking so stinking long.
Come on, you stupid. Error message. Shoot.
Proceed.
Oh, you stupid. And it's sold.
And it's sold out. Dang it. Yep. My screen was taking too long to load. I think I missed it. Yep, could not be added. It's so.
I got bounced back to the main page like four times. Nicole, did you get it? Man, that sold fast for 450 of them.
Yeah.
475, actually. That's a high number for the normal Mondos. Man.
Hold on, I might be getting it. Dang it!
Oh,
because it let me do it on Explorer. Now I think it's really sold out.
I keep bouncing Dang back it. To the shop page, clicking it, and every once in a while it's not saying sold out.
Yeah, I know.
I think their page is fritzing out.
Yep, the tweet just came through. It is sold out.
And there it is, and boom, dynamite.
All right.
Less than 3 minutes. Well. Yeah, less than 3 minutes. That's a fast one.
Yep.
I know one of the fastest ones I've seen is the Batman from last week, which was just over 1 minute or something like
that. Yeah, that was ridiculously
but
fast.
That one was half as much as this Lego one.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who haven't been on the Mondo heroin trip as it ends up being sometimes. The second phase of it is checking on eBay to see how much it sells directly after it sells out. So, there's already, mind you, we all saw it just sold out 3 minutes ago, right? There are already 10 people selling it. The highest is $200. No, I have to take that back. There's three of them. Three, four, five. Five of them out there right now. The highest is $200. The lowest is $120.
And they are all buy it now, which I like.
Yeah, all
usually
buy
you'll
it now.
See one that's bids. And usually yep. those will skyrocket real quick.
Oh, yep.
Hey there.
On stuff like these, it goes real fast. Real fast.
And that's kind of the nature of it. I mean, last week with the Batman, within 5 minutes, there was one on eBay with 30-some bids for $160.
Yep. So, there you have it. We missed out on it. That stinks. But that's the nature of Mondo. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And I'll wait a few months and then check it out on eBay when guys who have bought it just so they could flip it over are just trying to get some money out of it, and I'll probably be able to get it for something reasonable.
$40. Oh, look at Nicole. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, Nicole, there you go. Good for you, Nicole.
Heck yeah. It's good that someone got it. Out of all the dorks on here trying to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, now you'll just have to check Nicole to see if Derek was able to get it, because I know he was wanting it. We're probably fighting him on that one as well. So, but hey, good for you. I'm very happy for you, Nicole, that you got it. It's a really beautiful piece. Oh shoot, hold on. Mark, do you still have the window open for it?
For the Mondo?
On Mondo's site? Yeah, drop the link in the chat so that those who don't know what it looks like can see what it looks like
on there.
Because Because I think I saw... There it is.
Which that one is... It is the smaller size, which I feel like they've been doing a little while now. It's the same size as my
Well, Tom Whalen always does the 24 by 36 ones. His are normally
like that.
This is
18 by 24.
Oh, those AB, no, he does 18 by 24 because the G.I. Joe one that I got for Steven, brother Steven, that was 18 by 24 too. That's his style.
Smaller,
you know.
More detail. But well, bright colors as well, more pastel colors.
All right. Yep. All right. So now that we've gotten that and my blood pressure is dropping back down to normal levels again, why don't we take a quick break, listen to a song or two so that folks can grab a drink, grab a bite to eat, run to the restroom, make sure their kids have taken their Benadryl so that they sleep so they can pay attention to the show. Not that I condone doing such things or have ever done such things before, but
hey, you gotta what you gotta do.
You got to do what you got to do. But we'll be back, and first order of business is to get back to what we were talking about bald, to be bald, or not to be bald. That is the question. Sorry about that. So, hopefully everybody got a chance to take a break there. Just needed to let that one breathe there, play some music, and kind of gets hard to break away from the music on a playlist like that where it each song is increasingly good, at least in my opinion. But anyway, so, where were we?
Sure
you with me? Were you with me, Mark?
I sure am.
All right. Cool. So we were back to the question of to be bald or not to be bald. That was rudely interrupted by Mondo's evil ways that sidetracked us and derailed us. So what are your thoughts on it?
It's one of those things, if you're going to have Lex Luthor, you have to have him bald in my eyes. It's unless it is one of the scenes where before he has hair, something happens that makes him bald. Like the what happened with Smallville in the cornfield. If it's something along those lines in the beginning where he has hair, I can see it as a young Alexander. But I mean, if you're gonna have Lex, he needs to be bald in my eyes.
Yeah, and I agree. And with that though, I don't think he has to be bald, like shaved head bald. I mean, he could have it, you know, closely shaved. That'd be cool, but for me, it doesn't matter so much. I'm okay with him having curly hair. I mean, young Lex in Smallville had the curly ginger hair. then you know, even back in Superman the movie, Gene Hackman, he had curlier hair, and they played it off as him wearing wigs, but really that was his hair,
that was
because
just him.
He didn't want to shave his head. He just refused to shave his head. So I'm cool with it. And even in some of the comics from back in the 90s, when I think I remember there being some comics where Lex was dating Supergirl or something like that, and he had this, you know, great ginger mane.
I think I found
like,
it.
Throw a picture of it up in the chat. Much like Lionel
Luther,
longer
hair.
Steve and Derek used to talk about at length how glorious that Lionel's hair used to be. But I can go either way on it. It's not something that I don't think it'd be that distracting, especially if they do it right and aren't just trying to like poke people in the eye with a stick. But what are your thoughts on it? Andy, you brought up the original question. What are your thoughts on it? And yes, Mondo needs to apologize to you, too.
There is a link to Supergirl and Team Luther, where he has a long ginger mane and beard.
Yes. Ginger Lex. Yeah, Beth, Ginger Lex, yes. Lex is a ginger. That's why he is the greatest criminal mastermind
mainly
of all time.
Mainly because he is soulless and he will never care.
But yeah, I'm seeing what Andy's writing here. I'm just wanting to let him finish here. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I would like them to stick to bald too, if they just because of tradition. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I like what you just put up in there, Andy. That's cool. That's a good way of going about it. If he just shaved his head because he liked it, you know, like he wanted to be, he thought it made him look cool, or he likes it, or you know, made him feel more like a,
yeah,
you know, more BA to where he wanted to be the tough guy, you know. What do you do? Oh, sorry. Grab a towel. Sorry. The dog just knocked over a drink of my apologies. Let me get a towel and do that. So go ahead and keep it going there, Mark.
Well,
what else you want to talk about? I've got another subject too for here shortly.
I like the thought of him just being bald because he likes that look. Because Lex Luthor, did care about what he looked like, and he was very egocentric. He always wanted to be the center of attention, and that was one of the reasons he didn't like Superman back in the day, is because Superman was getting more attention than him. So,
for that,
I can see it. If it's one of the things where it shows a little glimpse, if he is just going to be straight up bald and he's bald because he's Lex Luthor, I like that too. Make it simple. You don't have to do anything crazy if you don't want to. But either way, for Lex Luthor, for me to be Lex Luthor, I'd like him to be close to bald. Not ginger mame.
Yeah.
Not ginger mame.
Yeah. I mean, either way, it's fine with me, but yeah, close to bald or bald, and I think Andy's on the right track there, he just prefers it that way. So, like you put in here, so you don't have to make a complex storyline in the movie on how he loses it, you know, save time that save that 5 minutes of screen time for something that's more important, you know what I mean? Mark's Steven here says that Mark's echoing. Let me look at my mixers again. I might have dorked that up again here. But let me check your levels here or something. But anyway, so another along the lines of this geeky talk that we're having. Yeah, that's a good point. Plus, would people really take it seriously if Lex was mad just because Superman caused him to lose his hair? Yeah, that makes sense. That's you're right on there. I mean, it wouldn't make much sense now if that were the case, and that's what caused it. I agree with you on that there, Andy. But switching from DC over to Marvel, Screen Crush, one of the many sites out there. I'm dropping the link in the chat here. Well, hey Andy, you brought up a good point, and you know, something I hadn't thought of, and I appreciate you raising that, because that's something that's a cool idea. I like that idea, and you know, that'd be cool if they did something like that. I agree with you. That's something I hadn't thought of, but so yes, you were right, and I wanted to let you know that I agreed with you. So. See, there we go. See, I put up a link in the chat to an article about how Avengers 2, The Age of Ultron, has one more superhero left to cast, and that's Ms. Marvel. And Andy likes Yvonne Strahovski, who, for those of you who may not know who she is, she played Sarah, Chuck's girlfriend on the TV show, Chuck.
Yeah, it was just straight up Chuck.
That's what it was called, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just straight up Chuck.
Yeah, it was just straight up Chuck, which was a great show. I loved that show. And Yvonne Stravinsky, that's very, very good choice right there. I like that. One of the things that... The reason why I bring this up, actually, is because of something that was posted yesterday. Let me see if this link will work. Yeah, hey, how could I blank on the name of a show when I just said the name, Andy? Well, let me just refer you back to ADD. It happens. I just dropped another link in there. Let me know if it works. It's a picture that somebody had done up. It was just a fan rendition of a Miss Marvel. And of that strongly resembles one of my favorites, which Mark knows is true, and our brother Steven knows is true, that of Starbuck herself, Katie Sackhoff. I can dig it.
Yes.
I'm a fan of that. More Katie Sackhoff on the screen, the better for me. And I think she's got the physicality for the role. She's geeky enough for the role to appreciate it and, like, want to do it, hopefully. Somebody had tweeted it out yesterday, and Katie Sackhoff actually replied on it and thought it was pretty funny. But I think it's cool. I think it'd be neat. But it is pretty cool. But Andy brings up a good point. Unless Marvel Disney wants to go the current version of Miss Marvel, who is now a Muslim girl. And they may do that. And if they do that, that's fine. I have no issues with that. It doesn't bother me. Yvonne Strahovski.
I could see either one.
A+. Katie Sackhoff, A++, but I'm biased, so, you know, that's how I feel on that one. But yeah, that would be a cool, she would be a cool one to introduce in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Have you been watching that at all, Mark? I haven't been watching much TV because we don't have cable, and it's just, it's a show that I talked to a couple people at work about it, they really like it, but lately I've been just watching old Smallville and Arrow, because I'm getting pretty hooked on Arrow right now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's getting better. It was really slow and bogged down at first, but it's getting better. And plus, it's just nice to have Coulson on the screen because everybody loves Coulson, you know. And they're explaining how they just finally explained how he actually lived, or how he's still alive now, which is pretty good. I won't tell anybody.
Let's hear how he survived that, because that's something I've been wondering for a while.
All right. Spoiler warning. Oh, Rebecca hasn't heard any spoilers, so I'll tell you about it offline, Mark.
I just want to know how he lived. Is it that canon thing that he has no idea what it does?
Yeah, I've got no idea what it does. No, it's nothing like that. It took him 4 months to actually get to it. I thought it was pretty interesting how they did it. Don't worry about
it,
Rebecca. I don't want to go be a spoiler, because there are other people too, and who knows, somebody else might listen or stumble on it later and then get all uppity for us spoiling it and all that stuff. So, because I don't like being spoiled. I was spoiled on Star Trek Into Darkness on the whole Khan situation, which, I mean, everybody knew he was going to be that Cumberbatch was going to be Khan, even though they weren't saying he was going to be Khan. But I read a review that didn't say anything about spoilers like 3 days before I went and saw it, and they just let it out. I'm like, you bastards.
You had to
realize. Seriously. So, I mean, I'm like, I knew it was going to be that way, but I didn't want to know exactly how, you know? But, So that really upset me. But anyway. But yes, on to Arrow. I've started watching that a little bit. I've heard nothing but good things about it, especially this season, and that it's getting really good. I also like seeing one of the reasons why I want to really start getting into it and watching it is I've been hearing stuff and seeing stuff on the internet about how they may be using Arrow as a vehicle to introduce some characters into the movie universe too, which I think would be pretty cool. Like bringing in the Flash.
There's also
or something
talk
like
for a Flash TV show.
Mm-hmm. And I think that would be cool if they were to do something like that. I don't know if they'd be able to because it's shown on the CW, though. It's not on major network TV, so they may not be willing to do that, and they may want to just keep them separate. But I think it'd be a neat idea for it if they were to do something like that just a little bit. Yeah, shared universe. Yeah, that'd be great, you know. Flash is getting cast. Okay, Andy's got some stuff to say. So we're just gonna take a brief pause here, and so that Andy can share
welcome
his
Jennifer.
Thoughts with us. Hi Jennifer,
welcome,
thanks
welcome.
For making it.
Welcome.
All right, here we go. Okay, if Arrow and Flash is used in the movie universe, people who see a JLA movie, for example, really enjoy them and want to see them more of them than their TV shows, and that could be a huge rating boost for the CW. That's a very good point. That's absolutely a good point. I just don't know if DC, because not everybody has the CW. Like, I've got the CW here, but it's not in HD. That's because Time Warner is Time Warner. But I don't know if they'll do that. I hope they do. I think it's a neat idea. Especially, it could be a way that they could speed up the process since they're trying to play
catch
up with Marvel.
A lot.
You know what I mean?
That would help a lot.
You know, even if it's just to introduce the characters, have them drop in, so that, and maybe have an episode like they're doing with the Flash, and then there's going to be a Flash TV show. But then if they brought another character in and introduced them that way and had a little. You know, we learned a little bit of the backstory that way, then they wouldn't have to blow tons of screen time in a Justice League movie. That'd be a good idea. But, alright. So, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break again. And then we'll be back in a little bit. We're going to listen to some music. If you have any requests for some tunes, let me know, and I'll do my best to do that, and you know, fumble through it and try and play them. With that, we will be back here shortly.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Change. When you think about it, we are all different people all through our lives, and that's okay, that's good. You've got to keep moving so long as you remember all the people that you used to be. I will not forget one line of this, not one day, I swear. I will always remember when the doctor was me. Any moment now, he's a-coming.
Who's coming?
The doctor.
You are the doctor.
Yep. And I always will be. But times change, and so must I.
Raggedy Man. Good night.
Okay. Sorry about that. Now I'm kind of regretting that I played that last little bit there, but I'm collecting myself and collecting my thoughts. I'll apologize, but I just had to do it. That audio there is from a YouTube video that a fan had cut together and put on YouTube, and it's very, very well done, very high quality video editing too to go with it. And I had to switch, I absolutely love it. I watch it all the time, so I thought I'd share it with you. But anyway, we're back playing some of the tunes.
Sure I am.
Bet. Mark, you still with us?
Sure I am.
Alrighty, cool. So I think it's about time for us here to talk about, to move from, we talked some DC, we talked some Marvel, now I think what we need to do is transition over real quick to another of our big geeky fandoms that we have, you know. Just give me a second here. I'm trying to fill her. it's something that's been coming out. There has been some news lately. We'll talk about hopefully here. Nothing concrete, but it's time for this. It's time for the wars. All right. So where do you want to go with the
wars
talk?
There's a lot of places we can go there. Mark. There's a lot of talks going on ever since, what was it, a year ago, Disney pretty much bought all of LucasArts. And now that more rumors are coming out for casting, there are some bigger ones from the last week. Gary Oldman is in talks for Star Wars 7. Judy Dench is rumored for Mon Mothma. There's, of course, there's the other ones. Benedict Cumberbatch is being involved with the movie. Yeah.
He needs to be a Sith Lord. I'm just going to go ahead and straight up say that. If he's not a Sith Lord in it, I don't want to see him as a Jedi or a politician. I would see him as like the new Dark Lord of the Sith.
That's what they have to do if they want to do it correct. He's a great villain. And that's just what works for him. I feel like he was great in Star Trek with it. And, there's always the rumors of, what have they announced? They're talking a Boba Fett movie, a Han Solo movie, and Episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've also been talking about an Obi-Wan with, actually, Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan. So, I mean, they're a lot coming up, but there's nothing concrete besides that, yes, R2-D2 will be in Episode 7. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, really? They're the shock of all shocks. I'd heard, too, Carrie Fisher had done an interview a couple weeks ago now where she basically confirmed that Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill are both on board, which is good. Mark Hamill was one of those where as soon as they said they were having a new movie, he's like, yeah, I want to be in it. I'm in. You know, the only real question mark was the was Harrison Ford, but
yeah,
I don't see why he wouldn't. He can do whatever he wants. But I mean, come on, you can't have Han Solo.
Yeah,
be anybody else.
If you're gonna do it as a post Episode 6 movie, they have to have him. I mean, really.
They have to have him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You need to have all three of them at least in Episode 7.
Yes.
And then I want it to be like in the book series. I'm hoping they do it like how the book series has it, where Han and Leia's kids are force sensitive, and
on,
Luke is training
Endor.
Them at the new Jedi Academy.
It's one of those places. I would like that if they're going off the book, that'd be great.
One of those places.
Off the book, that'd be great.
Wait, it can't be Yavin 5. Isn't that where... the Death Star didn't blow up Yavin 5. The Death Star almost blew up Yavin 5.
No, they wanted to.
Yeah, they were trying to, but then, you know, Luke used the Force, and after Han cleared the way. for him in the Millennium Falcon and blew that Death Star to pieces. But Star Wars, this one's going to be like Superman. I mean, we have a date, but we have even less information.
Yeah. It's really up in the air.
Yeah.
You know.
It's really up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that Zac Efron supposedly has been spoken to on it?
I actually don't mind him. I actually just saw him in The Awkward Moment this last weekend with my wife. And he was good in it. I can't say no to it. In some of the movies I've seen him in lately, he's actually not a bad actor. So I could see him being decent in it if it's a good role.
Yeah, I think he would be okay as Han and Leia's son. You know, I wouldn't want him to be young Han Solo.
Not a Han Solo. No.
That's
or hypocrisy. I could maybe see him as one of the kids. Yeah, and I have to agree with Jennifer on this. Star Wars was not known for excellent acting. They took anything.
Yeah. He's an okay actor, but he ain't Star Wars material. Is what Andy said, and Jennifer said. Put that in there. Let us not forget.
Unless you're saying he
Mannequin
is too
Skywalker.
Good of an actor, which then I could maybe go along with. But yeah, they didn't really go for high standards for acting back in the originals. I'm not talking the prequels. I don't count those for anything.
Yeah. I agree. Again, some people don't like the fact that J.J. Abrams is doing it. You know, a lot of people think, like a lot of the Star Trek fans think that J.J. Abrams ruined Star Trek. I don't think he did. I love both of the movies. I thought it was really cool. I think he'll do a good job in Star Wars as long as he keeps the lens flare down. We don't need to be blinded by lens flare off of lightsabers or anything like that. But I think he'll do it right. And he's even said that, Rich. He's as much Star Wars material as Jesse Eisenberg as Lex. That's funny. But I think he'll do good. And he's even said that he's more of a Star Wars fan than he was a Star Trek fan. So
all of the scenes where they're in space, like the space combat scenes, if you want to call them those, were amazing. They were always beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like scene where the Enterprise comes out of warp,
where it comes up out of like the cloud or whatever it was in space. Like
I remember
it just beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. And I think it was Steve had said once on one of the shows a year or so ago that just take out the Enterprise and put in the Millennium Falcon in that scene. And take my money. Here it is. Just take it. You know.
Exactly.
And I would have to concur, even though she's a little bit older, maybe. But seeing as how I love Katie Sackhoff, I could go for her being Leia and Han's daughter as well. I'm pretty sure she already has
Jedi
powers.
She would be a good
Mirror
Jade, I think. If it's the older Emperor's hand, like.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
I
there
could
you go.
See her as that Skywalker.
Straight up, I could see her as that Skywalker.
Yep. And Jennifer just brings up a good point. It's just like with the Superman movie for me, when she says, "You know, no matter what they do with the new Star Wars, we're gonna go see it, and Disney knows it." You know, Disney has their hands in all the good cookie jars right now, except for DC. And they know we're going to go see it. I mean, perfect example. Most people hated episode one. I enjoyed it. I still love watching it.
For real?
You know, it wasn't perfect. I mean, come on, Jar Jar, really? You know, whiny Anakin kid, you know.
I still watch it once a month.
I still liked it. I still enjoyed it. And
watch it once a month.
Yeah, they're gonna get my money, you know. Just like with Transformers, we talked about that. I mean, I was already gonna go see it, but then during the Super Bowl, when my brain began to melt down. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty good. Oh, cool, no Shia LaBeouf in it. Good, good.
Grimlock.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, this is looking pretty good. And then all of a sudden, Optimus Prime is holding a sword on Grimlock's back, and my brain melted down. It's like, just take my money. I don't care if it's a 15-second movie of just, or an hour-long movie of Optimus
totally
Prime
agree.
Riding around on Grimlock.
I'll actually be going twice to that.
You take my money. You've got it.
I will
drive an hour down to Syracuse to watch that movie in IMAX now because
Which
I want to
thing,
see that as big as possible.
For all the people listening, one thing for our family, Steven and I, if he was on here, he would vouch for this. We have done the movie marathons. Celebration Cinema likes to do, like with Avengers was the first one we went to. They actually played, what was it, Iron Man 2, Hulk, Thor, Captain America, and then Avengers for $30. You got to reserve a seat. There's a break in between each one. And this last weekend when I was at Celebration, I actually threw out just a random, hey, are there any talks for a Captain America marathon in a couple months? And way down the line, is there going to be a Star Wars one? And they said, if they have the okay and the rights to do a Star Wars marathon, they will be doing all seven. Like, 1 through 6, and then the next one.
That'd be so awesome.
So, I would love it.
That'd be awesome.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, when Dark Knight Rises came out, Amara and I went and saw the Batman Begins and then Dark Knight and then Dark Knight Rises marathon. That was really cool. And then I actually went, when Star Trek came out last year, I went and saw the first one. They did a double feature. And that was pretty awesome because I hadn't seen the first Star Trek one in a while. So being able to see them one right after another was just really cool. And you end up saving money. And I mean, your theater there, Celebration Cinema,
yeah,
does really cool stuff. Like, you got the little stickers to go on your little badge that they gave you.
We did the Avengers one. We did the Batman one as well, which was nice because I hadn't seen Batman Begins in theater in years.
Yeah, and by seeing them all three in a row, too, there were so many things in Dark Knight Rises called back, forgotten, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was still fresh in my head, even though I was exhausted, and it was a week after I'd had shoulder surgery, so I was kind of high. But, you know, it's all good.
It's normal. Yeah, that's... and then there was the Cornetto trilogy, which was Simon Pegg and Nick Frost's Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, World's End, which that one was nice.
Yeah.
All around. I liked that because I never got to see the other two in theaters.
Speaking of The World's End, I was able to get both the regular and variant of the posters from Mondo on that one.
Very nice. Very nice.
I still got to figure out which one I want to keep, if I want to keep both, or which one I want to keep so that I can ship one of them off to you.
Well, once you decide, I know when I have to give you money.
Exactly. But anyway. Yeah. That's going to be really good, and I hope they do more stuff like that. And the Cornetto trilogy is, it's just so funny. I mean, Shaun of the Dead is brilliant. Those of you who don't know me, I hate zombie movies. I just don't get it. I'm not a Walking Dead fan. I know that's, you know, heresy to some people, but I just can't get into it. It's not my thing. Maybe because, you know, I like to sleep at night and that kind of crap gives me nightmares. But, I mean, Shaun of the Dead is so brilliant because it's funny, you know? It's almost like they're spoofing zombie movies at the same time, you know? And then Hot Fuzz is hilarious. Then there's World's End, which is funny, but, talked about his buddy
Nick Frost.
Yeah, why don't you share your thoughts on what you thought was good about Nick Frost in that movie?
Well, it was finally he wasn't the cuddly monkey stupid idiot.
Yeah,
it was his first time actually having a role, because in Shaun of the Dead he was the stupid friend who just wanted to go to the Winchester. Hot Fuzz, he was the stupid coworker that kept asking questions about shooting guns into the air and screaming, have you seen Bad Boys 2? It was always that, but in this one, it was finally switched. It was Nick Frost in the professional role wanting to do actually good, and it was Simon Pegg, who was just the idiot who never wanted to grow up.
Yeah, and for good reason. I mean, they told him when he had to go to sleep. They had told him when he had to go to bed.
Which,
you know?
Which was a very sad scene, I thought.
Yeah,
when he
was heartbreaking.
Yeah, they're sitting at the world's end, and he's just saying, they told me when I could go to sleep. They told me.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just because there are people out there like that. I mean,
yep.
What are you going to do?
Sad. You know? But all in all, it was such a good movie. I really liked it. Somebody asked what we thought about it there. It wasn't as nonstop funny as the other two and ridiculous as the other two, but I still thought it was good. It was a fitting end to the trilogy. Yeah. Then there's also Paul, too, which isn't in the Cornetto trilogy, but it does have Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. And for those of you who haven't seen Paul,
it's great.
Just go to the Redbox, or I don't know if it's on Netflix, but it's so funny. So very funny. Because they're just being dorks, but at the same time, I mean, Simon Pegg is a big geek. I mean, and yeah. Proud. So when they're at Comic-Con to start off with, it's almost like they're just being themselves in it, you know?
Yeah, they got to play a movie in America driving across, which was one of their dreams growing up.
Yeah.
And they got to go to Comic-Con. They got to go to, like, all the, like, Area 51 scenes, the blackmail box.
Yeah. It's a very good movie. Very fun.
I think out of the four, my favorite is probably Paul. Because that one, just, I can watch that. I can watch it and then start it back over and still laugh at all the same scenes. I just adore it.
Yeah, Simon Pegg was also in an episode of Doctor Who in Series 1. He was on the space station that was transmitting... He was running the space station that was transmitting the TV signals from people's brains and stuff, I think it was. Yeah, and I'm with Matt, and he kind of echoed what we were talking about, Mark, about how it was kind of out of nowhere when Simon Pegg's, like, broke down there at the end, you know?
Yeah.
It showed that he wasn't... It made it seem like the whole... the happy, you know, carefree part of him was more of an act, and it really was an act because he was trying to cover up the pain.
Yeah, he just wanted to be a kid again, back doing the Golden Mile. He didn't want to admit that everyone had grown up, all of his friends.
Yeah.
He convinced him, a.k.a. by telling one of them that his mom died.
Yeah. And then borrowing money from each of them to give back to Nick Frost that he owed him so that he would come along.
Yeah, he robbed Peter to pay Paul, as they put it.
Literally.
It had a lot of sad moments, but I would agree with Matt on it. The trailers did spoil that movie.
Yeah.
It showed almost everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It that is a very good point. But alright. So in the chat, where do you want us to go from here? You want some music you want a couple songs, another topic we want to talk about? We want to keep this going, or to wind it down.
What do the people want?
Yeah, what does the peoples want?
We're just here to entertain.
No more music. do we do Bigfoot news?
Oh, do you?
Well,
we do love
the Squatch. What do you have? Do you have updates on the Bigfoot front there, Jennifer? Ooh, X-Men. Yeah, we could talk X-Men too.
Ooh, yeah, we need to do some X-Men talk. And what does Jennifer want to know about Bigfoot? Do you know that there's the contest ongoing right now with, I believe, Spike, where the first person gets
Steve
Bigfoot?
Steve Prime gives regular updates on that. And yeah, Sasquatch news, the Squatch news, and the Bigfoot stick, and Bigfoot statues. That's a common topic. All right, here we go. I'm gonna try and not crash my system here by opening up this link that Jennifer just provided us.
Yes, I
Bigfoot news, animal apocalypse. I don't have Steve's theme music, because, you know, he's Steve Prime.
Please search the area.
Our brother Steve is the substitute Steve, and I'm just the rank amateur. So here we go. Dateline, Fairfield Township, Ohio. Uh-oh, we got to call Uncle Scott and Aunt Mary Kay on this one.
Bigfoot might be in their backyard.
Yep, we got to warn them. Tell them that Brody has something to go do now out in the backyard. A 17-year-old from Columbiana crashed his car and is blaming Bigfoot for the accident. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, it happened about 3 a.m. January 28th. Columbiana Sergeant Ron Cox confirmed that Robert Sevenich of Columbiana was in his vehicle near the intersection of Crestview and Bunker Hill Roads in Fairfield Township when he said he saw Bigfoot standing next to a stop sign. Sevenich told troopers he hit the gas, went off the left side of the road, and crashed into a ditch. Police searched the area but didn't find any evidence of Bigfoot. Sevenich faces a charge of failure to control his vehicle. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm with Beth on this one. Is Bigfoot the name for a new kind of weed?
Or is that what the kids are taking nowadays?
Yeah, like, I don't 3 a.m. even know that. On the 28th of January, which is like... he's out at 3 a.m. on a school night. Come on now. Come on.
He was clearly on something.
He had to have been on something. But, plus, Bigfoot stays in the forest. There's no trees in Ohio. I mean, Ohio, drive through Ohio sometime. It's flat, and there's cornfields everywhere, and it's a speed trap. Bigfoot lives in the woods.
Yeah.
So.
Which goes along the line of at work, I'll have conspiracy talk with a couple people over lunch breaks, and they always say, do you think Bigfoot is real? And I have to reply back with, no, I don't. Do I believe that there is a bipedal creature living somewhere in the woods that we have not seen? Yes. Because we don't... Mm-hmm. There's always that chance of something living mm-hmm. there. It's the same thing mm-hmm. with, like, Loch Ness. I don't believe there's one in that lake, but I bet there's animals like that living down in the ocean.
Yeah. There's got to be something somewhere.
We don't know enough yet. I would say in the next 5 to 10 years, if there isn't good footage of Bigfoot, then I'm going to start getting more weary, because everyone has a cell phone.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my thing with this kid who got in a car accident because he saw Bigfoot standing next to a stop sign.
Shoot, you hit it.
I'm telling you right now. I don't care what time of day it is. If I stop at a stop sign and I see Sasquatch standing next to the side of the road, first thing I'm doing is getting my phone out. I'm taking pictures. I'm taking video. I'm gonna get out of my car and go take a picture with him if I can. Why? Yeah. Because I can sell that to the media and make millions.
I'll
be the guy who found Bigfoot.
I might do the same as him and slam on the gas to hit it.
Hit it, maybe, but...
Oh, yeah, I'll mount that thing on my phone.
I'm not going to try and run away from the Squatch. I'm trying to get some money out of this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy who finally found Bigfoot.
Do you want to
be the... So that's another reason what makes me not believe this dude, because come on now.
Do you want to be the Looney Tune that said he... Oh, yeah, I crashed my car because of Bigfoot? Or do you want to be the one that says, yeah, I killed Bigfoot. Look, I hit him with my F-150.
Yeah. And here he is for all the world to see.
Yeah.
I got the Bigfoot.
Check it.
Hey, sci-fi, give me my money.
Yeah, give you know? Me my $1 million now.
So yeah, he was distracted by the long, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
He was 10 feet tall.
It was so beautiful.
He had beautiful hair. I pulled out my stick and I said, get! You get out of here! I rough-talked him.
Yeah. Which that is still one of the greatest videos of someone who supposedly saw Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jennifer's got a good point. He didn't have his stick for defense. Maybe that's why he tried to run away. He did not have his Sasquatch stick.
Yep.
We need to get a hold of this kid and send him a link to Big Honkin' Show Big Honkin' Show Enterprises so that he can get his Sasquatch stick so that he'd be better prepared next time for taking pictures. But get out of here. But all right, so X-Men.
Oh, X-Men.
I can't wait. I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm kind of upset that they didn't have an X-Men trailer with the Super Bowl. Now that I think about it, they didn't have one that I saw.
That's true.
How many? That's not cool.
How many?
Not cool,
bro. Until
not cool.
Class? Or Days of Future Past. Same thing.
Yeah.
How many months? Four? Five, maybe?
What's that?
Yeah, it's...
What's that?
It's one of those things with that. It's only time until a better trailer comes out. I love the trailers that have come out.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing I'm trying to figure out right now is that they did kind of spoil the after credit scene for Captain America. If people would like to hear that, we can talk about it. That's kind of,
yeah. There's rumors about it.
There's rumors of what it could be, but
yeah,
it kind of is pushing the X-Men universe of the movies away from the Avengers universe that they can't really tie it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean the movie all in all that the first trailer. I mean, you know what? Yeah, and Andy brings up a good point. That one might not be true. I mean, it is a rumor at this point.
Thing.
Yeah, but let me hold on a second here. Let's see. Man, days. Try and find the right one here. Here we go.
Quicksilver looks like a 90s rave party. Like,
yeah,
the jacket.
Here we go, Mark.
Glasses.
What's the last thing you remember? I had a glimpse into the past. You're going to have to do for me what I once did for you. You'll need me as well. Side by side to end this war before it ever begins.
So, I wake up in my young body and then what?
Find me. Convince me all of this. It's going to take the two of us.
And where do I find you?
A different path. A darker path.
Logan, I was a very different man. Lead me. Guide me. Be patient with me. Patience isn't my strongest suit.
I don't want your suffering. I don't want your future.
Please. We need you to hope again.
All right. Yeah, that was the trailer. The trailer number. That was the first trailer that they put out.
Yep.
It's so good.
It's it's at parts almost a little heart wrenching to me.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing where he's just saying, "Guide me."
Yeah.
Have patience, and then you hear the younger Professor Xavier, and he's like, "I don't want your future. I don't want it." And
yeah, young Professor Xavier looking very much like Lieutenant Dan, you know, like hair's all grown out, scraggly beard, you know. He's like he's given up all that hope.
Yeah.
And I love the way that they're going with this one. I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, I am loving how it's looking. There's a lot of things where there's a kind of timeline things that I'm still wondering how they're going to tie together. How does Wolverine go back from the beginning? I always said, from like that first trailer, I said, the chamber that they're at, that it shows him going back in time kind of thing, it looks like the Apocalypse Chamber. That's what it looked like to me from the old comics and the cartoon. And then they announce the next movie is X-Men Apocalypse, I was like, yes. Please tie that in, because it all looks like the Apocalypse Chamber to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, you've had the opportunity to read more comics and stuff than I have, so a lot of that, like, I have a vague idea from, like, the old cartoons and stuff that I used to watch, but I never got into the X-Men comics.
Yeah.
But, like, I know about the Sentinels and stuff like that, and I love the fact that the imp...
Peter Dinklage.
...is the one who creates them. And, I'll be honest and up front, when they were filming it and the first pictures of him came out, somebody had actually put up a meme on Facebook or something like that, that of Ron Burgundy... And then a picture of him, and the caption was, "And I shall call him Mini-Me."
Yes.
And it was while they were filming Anchorman 2, so I'm thinking, holy crap, Ron Burgundy actually has a Mini-Me, and that's perfect. That's brilliant, you know?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, he's Bolivar Strax? So he's not going to be Mini-Me? This is even cooler now. Okay, I can dig this, you know? But... They've done some good marketing too on their website, where you can actually like see his company and why they made the Sentinels and all that stuff.
The whole tracking the mutant gene.
Yeah, Andy. Andy's brings up a good point about how there are some definite continuity issues in the X-Men universe. And I think, and I hope they're trying to, I hope they're trying to like clear some of that stuff up now and right the ship from X-Men 3.
Yes.
Which I think they did a very good job of doing that in First Class, and it could be an alternate universe, like in Star Trek. It's possible, and it seems like that may be what they're partly doing in the next one, Days of Future Past, where there is an alternate universe in the future,
yeah,
where it's apocalyptic, and they're trying to fix that.
Like they didn't,
yeah, just erase X-Men 3. I mean, I like the movie, but there was like they killed Professor Xavier.
They took away Rogue's powers.
Yeah, which is fine. I didn't like her; she was too whiny. You know, I think it's really cool. And then the new Wolverine movie. The first Wolverine movie was The last one, though, I thought that was really good. They brought that one back in. I wish they had left that cut scene for the end, from the end in there where she gives him the suit.
Yeah, the yellow mask.
Yeah.
Which I think that was a great deleted scene. I wish it had been in there instead. But... I still have some of the issues with the first Class movie, where his first class, that was Alex Summers, which is Scott Summers' little brother, but Scott Summers was nowhere to be found. What kind of issue is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Which Storm, I think with the first Class, what was it? Storm, Cyclops, Jean, Angel, and... I want to say there was one other, was like the actual first class. Yeah. But they kind of just threw some mixed master X-Men into it.
Yeah, they had Beast in there, and somebody said they didn't care for the Beast. The Beast thing where he's
trying to get rid of his
power. There. The only thing that bothers me with Beast on a personal level is the fact that he's dating Jennifer Lawrence and she's supposed to be my next ex-wife, not his.
Yeah.
But it's all good, you know. It's good, you know. It's cool. It's cool, you know. But I think it's going to be good and it's going to be fun. Rebecca. Ooh, it's getting personal now. Yeah, you see, I'm telling you though, it is a toss up on who my next ex-wife is going to be between Jennifer Lawrence. I know Amara would really like that because she's a big Katniss fan. Or Katie Sackhoff. So, you know, There you go. There you have it. Yeah, you must learn to share, boys.
I must say, for the comments, I agree with Andy about the Beast's origin is so screwed up. And X-Men 2, was it X-Men 2 or 1? I mean, I know in 1, you see him up on the TV, where I believe it was when Logan was in Alaska. Isn't that where you saw him for the first time?
Yeah, something
human.
Like that.
X-Men 2, you see him, yep. Human. X-Men 3, big furry dude.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer is a big furry dude, all of a sudden becoming an ambassador. But yeah, Beth brings up a good point from the family tree here, third Katie in the family. Where that comes from is that all three of my brother's wives, their names start with a K.
K-K-K.
Steve, brother Steve, his wife's name is Kim, and then Andy married Katie, and Mark married Kate. So, yeah, me personally, I highly doubt there's going to be a third Katie or another K in there, primarily because I'm just not getting married again. it's just not going to happen. Who knows? It might happen. It happens, but that's a side funny. Pull back the curtain there on a little more back history on the Crowder family. But all right, why don't we play a couple songs here for a few minutes? Everybody can refill their half caffeinated cups of coffee or their cups of coffee to go along with this half calf cup of or audio cup of coffee. Only Steve Prime on the Big Honkin' Show can provide a full strength audio cup of coffee. So us Crowder boys, we've moved up from decaf to half calf. Try and keep this snowy day going for you. But we'll be back in a few, and then I think we're gonna wind it down. Does that sound good to you, Mark?
Good to me, man.
Alrighty, so let's go ahead. Of course, now that I said that, I've got to go and find a song to play. So bear with me a minute. We're still working this out.
Let's see
hold on.
Yeah, I would agree with the comments, Matt. The third K is usually a bad idea. The third K is my wife, and she is probably one of the crazier ones in the family besides me.
And that's why it works.
We, me and I'll give you a little backstory quick while Matt finds a song. I knew her in high school. We started dating. Every week we would go to the comic book shop and get new comics. The DC New 52. We have almost all of them. I actually proposed to her in that comic book shop in front of like all the comics that we always pick from. And we had our wedding on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. National Star Wars Day.
Yes, always.
The night before, we had gone to the one and only Iron Man marathon and was up until, what was it, Matt? Midnight?
It wasn't a marathon. We just went to the IMAX
show. We did the IMAX
at midnight.
At midnight.
After going to B-Dubs and Amar and I had flown in that day, so I fell asleep halfway through the movie because it was about 1,000 degrees.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful. But, yeah. But, going back here real quick before we get the music going here. Jennifer, it is snowing here today. I'm up here, the rest of my family is in Michigan, where it also snows. I am actually up here in upstate New York, about a half an hour south of Canada, just east of Lake Ontario. And the reason why I'm able to do this today is because work got canceled because of the snow. We got about a foot of snow overnight. And up here, foot of snow overnight, that's something that will get, schools closed. And then, I'm in the Army, so the Army closed today up here. So if Canada wants a chance to come and invade, now's their chance. Because we're not going anywhere. But anyway, so yes, it is much snowier up here. It's not like the half an inch of snow that closed down Atlanta. We'd only do it for real snow. But, we'll just let that sleeping dog lie. But anyway, going to go ahead and play a couple of songs here, and we'll be right back.
As I I'm born. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street.
All right.
To
well, wanted to take a quick minute to say thank you to everybody for listening with us today and joining us. This is the part of the show where, on the regular, on the fully caffeinated audio cup of coffee, the Big Honkin' Show, where Steve talks about what we've learned today. So, what have we learned today, Mark?
You want Michael Rosenberg to play Lex Luthor?
Yeah. Yes, Michael Rosenberg would be a very good Lex Luthor. Fair point. Thanks for bringing that up.
I know
it
was from about 2 hours ago, but it's still pretty good in my mind that you want Rosenberg as
Yeah. Thanks for rubbing that in. And what we also just learned, and all of you now know too, is that Grounder Boys don't forget, and we like to bring stuff up where the other screws up stuff. Which I'm sure that when Steven gets home tonight and he hops on Steam with us, he'll give us an earful. But it was a lot of fun. We got to talk some Man of Steel, some Marvel, some
in Star Wars,
some Star Wars, some X-Men. We learned about Mark and Kate's origins. We did some Mondo. You guys got to witness some of our Mondo stress with us live on there. And thankfully, though, even though the two of us struck out, Nicole won it. Won the poster, and we're very happy for her on that one. But anyway, thank you for joining us today. Things just worked out. We're gonna do more of these. Don't know when exactly, but keep an eye on old Mixler here. We're probably going to end up doing most of the shows on the Mixler.com/CrowderBrothersShow account. Keep an eye on the Twitter, on the Facebook. We'll post out some messages to let you guys know when we're going to go. Anything else, Mark? Anything else you want to say?
Thanks for listening. And whenever we do it next, I'd probably see it being a Saturday or Sunday just for when people aren't working. And then probably then it'll be Steven in on this deal as well.
Yep. And it'll be a little bit smoother. And hopefully I can figure out how to post this later. So if you had to step away or you just joined us or whatnot, you'll be able to listen to the full thing and perhaps even be able to edit it down and get it out in podcast form too at some point. But anyway. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us and being patient with us here as we kind of figured out what we were doing. And it'll get better. Until then, there's always weekday mornings when Steve Prime, Big Honkin' himself, does the show. But at times when Steve needs a break or isn't able to do it, might just hear from the Crowder Boys in his place sometime that day. But anyway, have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Till next time. Good night. So hard.